Good morning and welcome to Libre Planet. My name's Peter Brown and I'm the Executive Director at the Free Software Foundation. Today you'll notice that Deborah's putting some information up about the new information about the connection to the Harvard Wi-Fi. So we've had a change of username and password, so write that down somewhere or keep a note of it. Okay, so Libre Planet. What is Libre Planet and why are we here? Well, obviously we're the free software community and what we care about is freedom. We don't care about our individual projects, well we do, but you know, it's not the end goal is to further our own individual project. It's about as a community, how can we gain freedom in this specific way in using computers? And what is it that the Free Software Foundation can do to help advance software freedom? You know, I think we've noticed over the years that we're seeing this kind of concentration of power into corporations around the term open source. They often advance their own projects, often at the expense of the wider community. And Libre Planet is really about an opportunity to say, you know, we're all working towards a specific goal, and that's about having control over our computers, having freedom to do what we want with our computers, and software that is free gives us that power and control. So, you know, the 3 years now that we've been running Libre Planet, it's expanded a little bit each year. And this year, we've brought in more external voices, not just free software staff and GNU people, but people from the wider free software community who share our, you know, thoughts and feelings about the free software community and about the goals. And so we hope that Libre Planet will help advance that sense of community more. We'd like this, obviously, also to be an international way of thinking about the free software community. So that's why we call it Libre Planet, and we have a wiki up that's, you know, trying to draw people in to have their projects there that we can point to, and, you know, just encourage people to you know, not think so much about their one project, but think about that final goal and where it is we're heading. The forces that are against free software are always very strong. And you know, when we think about the strategic struggles we, you know, we're up against, it's been such an important year that we've just gone through, and in a sense, we're still waiting on maybe one of the most important aspects of the strategic struggle for free software, and that's the result from the Supreme Court's Bilski hearing. We're waiting, obviously, for their judgment on that. But that's a situation with software patents that for so long now has threatened the developers and development of free software. You know, it's a project that we have a campaign against software patents, and Free Software Foundation has supported other campaigns against software patents, both here in the US and worldwide. And I believe at this conference today we have some of the old guard from the League of Programming Freedom, great, who we'll be able to talk with about, you know, how we can continue the struggle against software patents, you know, depending upon the outcome of the Supreme Court case. But you know, this struggle's been going on for so long. We are seeing a gradual build-up of these nuclear arsenals, and in fact, you could say the war has started. We're seeing companies like Apple and Microsoft targeting corporations that distribute free software, and many people feel that you know, we're coming to, you know, a point where this war is going to break out, and it's you know, it leaves us in a very difficult position. So, you know, strategically, our fight against software patents is probably going to become more important over the next year, depending upon the outcome of the Supreme Court case. Because even if they go with us and say that yes, you cannot patent software, then the political efforts will begin to pass new legislation to allow software patents to exist. But I'm glad to say that tomorrow we have a bit of advocacy with a new film that Free Software Foundation has been partly involved with. A filmmaker has made a film about software patents, and tomorrow we're going to have a screening of that. It's just been actually the past 24 hours helping with the final cut on that, and it's looking really good. And I think it's going to do a good job for advocacy against software patents, regardless, as I say, of the outcome of the Supreme Court. So it's a really important year. We want to obviously try and prepare the free software community to be ready for what's coming. Make sure I'm not running out of time. What can we do as individuals? This is where it's, for me, it's so important is to always remember to stand up for our key principles, to talk about free software, not open source, to talk about GNU Linux, not Linux. And those things, because they pass on the ideas and the principles behind the free software movement, are so strong. And, you know, we may not be the largest size part of the community in a sense, but, you know, people hear our voices, and it's very important that they understand and come to learn the philosophy behind the GNU project, what started it, and why it should be promoted, and how it can help us secure computer user freedom. We have a few additions which you may not have heard about late in the day for Libre Planet. I'm pleased to say that Eben Moglen's head of the Software Freedom Law Center and legal counsel to the FSF had his trip to India cancelled. Hooray! That means he can be here tomorrow, and he's going to be giving a talk on the state of software freedom. So that's a late addition to the conference. We've had to squeeze people, the other speakers, around a little bit. Also tomorrow, at the end of the day, we have Richard Stallman presenting a new paper on software as a service. And with that, we're also going to be announcing details of a project to allow people to use their software for network-type services in freedom. The idea being that we should be able to communicate in a way that doesn't depend upon Big Brother servers, that we should be able to communicate, and we should encourage people to communicate with encrypted traffic, and we should find ways of being able to share our information, share our social information, share our mail and all those things in a way that doesn't depend upon Big Brother servers, who obviously, from a free software sense, is the worst possible outcome, because whilst proprietary software means we don't have control over our computing, using someone else's server means that we have no control at all. So it's not purely a question of software freedom, it's a question of freedom. And so the free software community has an opportunity to develop tools for the world that will allow them to escape that situation of Big Brother servers. And on Sunday morning, a very late addition to the schedule, we have a breakfast. During breakfast, we're going to have the new head of the W3C, Jeff Jaff, the ex-Novell executive who was involved in the Novell-Microsoft patent deal, will be here to answer questions about his appointment, about the work of W3C, and I think it's a great opportunity for us as a community to put voice to our concerns about the web and what it means for us to ensure that we see proprietary formats disappear from standards, make sure that patent-encumbered standards don't play a role in the advocacy work of W3C. And so if you have any questions for Jeff, it'd be great to have them prepared and be involved in that Sunday morning breakfast. He's going to be here for 45 minutes. So I think we can all look forward to an interesting conversation with him. Okay, well, with that... I've got to run now. But we're going to start off this morning with an introduction to the command line with Joshua Gay. Joshua Gay used to be a campaigns manager at the Free Software Foundation, and he's stayed involved with our work. And today he's going to be working with Deborah Nicholson, our membership coordinator, to lead you through an introduction to the command line. And again, welcome to Libre Planet, and thank you so much for your advocacy for free software.